Welcome to this week's Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker, your host. Hard as it may seem to believe, we have good news from the IRS for 2015, and it all has to do with cost of living adjustments, or COLAs, for those tax-deferred savings that go into your pension plans. We're talking about 401ks or 403bs. Here to help us understand the implications is Catherine Collinson, president of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Great to have you back, Catherine. What's the good news? Give it to us straight.
Well, excellent news for 2015. The IRS has increased the maximum amount that employees can save for retirement on a tax-deferred basis in 401ks, 403bs, and similar plans. In 2015, the limit increases to $18,000 a year, and that's up from $17,500 in 2014.
Okay, now that may not seem like a lot, a $500 increase. Obviously, if you have a match by your employer, that can be a significant bump up in your retirement assets over time.
It sure can. And our research has found most people aren't maxing out at the $17,500 limit in 2014. And realistically, saving $18,000 a year may be out of reach for many. However, we want to bring to everybody's attention these limits because they are meaningful. It's one of the most meaningful tax incentives that we have. And even if you can't max out, maybe you can give your retirement savings a raise.
In the past, we've talked about catch-up contributions. And of course, this has to do with those 50 and older. And how are they going to be affected in 2015?
Well, more good news. The IRS has also increased the annual limit for catch-up contributions available to people age 50 and older. And the new limit for catch-up contributions in a 401k, 403b, or similar plan is $6,000 in 2015, and that's up from $5,500 in 2014.
Give us a real quick refresher. How do these catch-up contributions really work?
Simply put, catch-up contributions enable people age 50 and older to contribute an extra amount to catch up on their retirement savings over and above the annual contribution limits.
If it's $18,000 now in 2015, it can be what on a go-forward basis?
So what it means in 2015 for people 50 and older, they can max out at $18,000 plus make an additional $6,000 contribution, thereby enabling them to save $24,000 a year on a tax-deferred basis.
Wow, it adds up. One more question, Catherine. I know that not everybody has a 401k or 403b. How does this impact IRAs? These are individual retirement accounts.
IRAs have different limits, and they are lower than 401k or 403bs. However, they're a great way to save for retirement if your employer doesn't offer a plan.
All good news. Check it out at transamericainstitute.org. You can click on the Retirement Center and read all about it. There's a wealth of resources there, so I want to always plug that for our listeners. That's all we have time for. Catherine, thanks for being with us here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth on WYPR, your NPR news station.